Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Matt Smith.
Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it! Look!
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
We got it all! Happy Thanksgiving. Rise and shine, dark and early today. For 4 hours, not just three. I like those pansies, Schlereth and Evans, who only do three every day. No, we're going to go 4 hours leading you up until NFL football all day long here on The Fan. Good morning to you if you are up this early getting that bird in the oven. Chad Andrus alongside Matt Smith. How are you, buddy?
I am doing well, Chad. It was a brisk morning here in the Mile High City, Chad. I woke up today and I said, where you been, November? Where you been? I mean, it's, you know, last week. This was a cold morning, Chad.
Yeah, it tried. It tried so hard to snow yesterday.
Didn't it?
It tried like four different times and just nothing, right? Nothing sticks. We're still on that record, whatever it is, 220 whatever days.
It's crazy, man.
And, you know, it was just slippery enough for my old dog to have problems going up and down the stairs to get to the backyard. So, of course, that was an issue last night. And, you know, and it only happens where I have to get up and let her out on the days where I've got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and come in here.
Well, of course. Of course. Yeah, no, it's a little early wake-up call. Speaking of a wake-up call, I had to stay down here last night because, you know, I didn't want that mad dash. My wake-up call never came. I said, you know, the fail-safe, but it never came. Like, come on. Come on, you had one job. That is the definition of having one job. What is Thanksgiving?
Well, what's his name on the Seinfeld episode?
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul.
It's the wake-up call, Jean-Paul.
What was it?
I think I offended the wake-up guy.
Was it the volume? Did he not do the wake-up call? What was it?
AM, PM.
Ah.
The separate knob.
Yeah. You know, it's probably holiday staff, right?
Of
like
course.
Us, right?
I wasn't upset.
You know, the B team, like us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The B team. That might be generous for us, Chad.
But you got here. That's
yeah,
the important
we're here.
Thing,
we're
right?
Here.
You didn't make the trek down from Boulder all the way up there.
Right. All the way up, you know, 45 minutes away.
You got here and you're ready to roll today.
That's how much that extra half hour means, though, you know?
It does in the morning, man.
On a holiday, you and I are in here. Like, come on. A little credit.
On a normal work day, the 45 minutes, I mean, it's enormous, right?
Yeah.
Not just that, but when you work, let's just call them odd hours, right? I'm not complaining about getting up early, right?
No.
Lots of people get up early. But when you work odd hours consistently, right, it's also that you've got to drive back home that 45 after.
Right.
Right. And then, you know, the expectations from the rest of the world to carry on with the rest of your day like you're a normal human.
Yeah.
But
just a masquerade, you know.
Yeah. It's only one day. Right. And it is the day to give thanks, the day to be grateful, show some gratitude for everything we have. And, you know, it's an interesting day for a lot of people because There's the crowd out there that just absolutely loves everything about this day, can't wait for the opportunity to, you know, spend some time with family, quality time.
It's a great holiday.
Share a great meal, have great conversation and love that. And then there's, you know, the other fairly large percentage of people who gather with family members that ask questions like, oh, is there games today? Who's playing? And you have to tolerate that type of thing the entire day.
But you know what else it's great for? Thanksgiving is the one day where you can really just say, hey, you know, Aunt Marcy, I'd really love to hear the story, you know, about Jimmy's recital. But Andy Dalton and Jared Goff are about to kick off. So
important game, right?
Important game.
And this is the true test, right? This is the true test if you can, if you're someone who enjoys that time and really wants to spend it with the family and catch up on conversations and, you know, play with the nieces and nephews or, you know, backyard turkey bowl, whatever. If you enjoy that type of thing, you're not going to miss Lions Bears at all because it is crap. That is a craptastic game.
Hey, now.
But if you're...
It's a tradition unlike any other, Chad.
There's no denying that.
I'm ready for that tradition to be over, by the way. Like, I mean, look.
The Lions, like, we've had enough
bad games on Thanksgiving. Why? Thanksgiving is the NFL's holiday. Christmas is the NBA's day. You know what I mean? Why do we not have three premier matchups today? Like, why? I mean, because you know why?
Because the Lions watch it are always involved.
Well, because you're going to watch it anyway. That's why. That's why they put it on Thanksgiving. But the truth is, it'd be great to be able to sit around with the family and watch, you know, Bucks-Rams today or something like that, you know?
That I think there's a significant split, right, in the types of family gatherings, right?
I mean, they flex the Broncos into Sunday night. Why can't they flex the Thanksgiving game a few weeks out?
Yeah, I suppose. Short week, though, right? Everybody's only got the one Thursday.
Okay. I see what you mean.
You know, there's...
Just give me somebody other than the Lions, Chad. Yeah,
the Lions are the real problem.
Although,
right?
I will tell you, Dan Campbell is going to bring some fire to that Thanksgiving feast. This is a day the Lions could go and get their first win. 0-9-1. Can they pull it out on Turkey Day? They haven't won, I don't think, on Thanksgiving since 16.
I don't think they've scored 20 points.
That's what I'm saying.
Nine games.
Well, we were, you know, Jared Goff not toughing this out away from Andy Dalton, Tim Boyle. So, it, is it any better?
Yeah. I mean, what did Tim Boyle throw for, like 77 yards or something?
Right.
It's not NFL quality football. Let's just call it that.
I was checking the DIA security times because, you know, traveling today is a nightmare normally. Not bad. Like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think most people now, they just bail a day or two early.
That's true.
Some people take the entire week off.
I was reading they expected over 20 million in the 10-day Thanksgiving travel period, over 20 million, which was approaching pre-pandemic numbers. That's a lot of travelers.
Yeah, I think people are so over it at this point, and the people that are vaccinated are just like, I'm going for it. I've been trapped for 2 years.
Right.
And, you know, there's enough of the population now that says, okay, well, I might get it, but it's not going to be that bad since I got the shot, so I'm not staying at home anymore. You know, to each their own. If you're traveling, be safe today. You know,
please, yes.
Make sure that you get out in plenty of time to catch that flight and get to wherever you're going. And, you know, I guess the good news about traveling early this morning is if you're waiting or if you're on your way to DIA and then you're going to get on a flight, you're essentially, from the travel element, depending on where you're going, you're probably going to miss most Lions Bears. And by the time you get to where you are, it'll at least be Cowboys Raiders, which has a chance for being entertaining.
Lions Bears is not worth the $8 Southwest fee. You know, the internet fee, your Wi-Fi fee or whatever it is, if you're not a member there. Not worth it. Don't shell out.
I wouldn't pay for it. In fact, I have local in-laws who are among the group of, are there games on?
Right.
Oh, who's playing?
Right.
You know?
Football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? You know,
yeah.
Turn the TV off and turn Christmas music on type of thing.
By the way, I heard that on the radio this morning. Is today the day when that's acceptable on air?
I think it starts earlier on the one station that plays it like through the entirety of the holidays because it's such a cash cow, right? Their ratings go through the roof when they play Christmas music. And don't...
That's wild. Well,
we got 4 hours today, so I guess we can get into this at some point. I'm just going to throw it out there right now and feel free to tear me apart on the Ramos Law text line, 303-713-1043. Listen very closely. I am 100% pro-Christmas. I go big for my kids. I love it for my family. I am 1,000% anti-Christmas music.
Amen.
And that is okay to be. You don't have to pretend to like Christmas music.
But if you do like it, I mean, to each their own. I don't have to listen to that radio station.
If they do like it, they're not listening to us. So they're like, fine. Right?
Right.
You know, go on your merry way. Enjoy it for the next month plus. Right? That's all for you. I'm just saying, you know, you can give me a Spotify shuffle with, you know, George Strait and the Humpty Dance, and it's going to be better than Christmas music. Anytime. All right, we got 4 hours today. Chad Andrus, Matt Smith in for Mike, Mark, and of course Millennial Ben. Ty is in on the board today. We'll cover it all for you, right? Thanksgiving, NFL. There's a couple of college football games. Big college football weekend. Avalanche win last night. Rapids a huge game today.
They're rolling.
Nuggets, MASH unit, right? There's a million things to get into. So if you're up and early getting that bird going in the oven, feel free to chime in and join us again. The text line 303-713-1043. We're going to take you all the way up until 10 o'clock this morning on The Fan.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Matt Smith.
It is 104.3 The Fan. I'm Matt Smith in with Chad Andrus on a Thanksgiving morning. Not quite. I didn't give you a full Ric Flair. You know what?
Your face didn't turn red.
It didn't. Matt Smith, Chad Andrus here filling in for Schlereth and Evans this morning. Good morning to you. Little brisk out there. The sun is just starting to light up out there, Chad. We're just starting to get a little bit of light out there this morning. And I'll tell you what. Being that it is Thanksgiving, and I'm in an appreciative mood, and I'm in a thankful mood, you know, I was thinking this morning, you know what I'm thankful for? Is a McDonald's hash brown.
On Thanksgiving, you're thinking about McDonald's. You're going to have to explain this to me.
I'm a breakfast right away guy. Like, I'm eating first thing in the morning, otherwise, like, my day's shot. So, I had to stop at McDonald's this morning. Free plug for them, I guess.
They're open. Got to give them credit for that.
That's what I'm saying. Out working hard this morning. She said, thank you for coming in this early. I said, you got it. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Are you actually going in?
Are you a breakfast guy? Right. Non-Thanksgiving days.
I'm not. So what's strange is my wife and my two daughters are huge breakfast. Like, got to have it right away.
Most important meal of the day.
Wake up ravenous, right?
Right.
Eat half of what's in the fridge for breakfast.
Right.
My son and I are like, not interested. It's going to take a while for us to wake up and get going.
Right. Okay.
So
So you're good to, like, ride it out then.
I dabble. I nibble, right? I'll have, you know, a waffle, a egg.
Okay.
You know, one pancake, like, you're not having your way into it. Yeah, you know, we've pretty much eliminated cereal, but, you know, I still like some granola, right, with either milk or yogurt or whatever, right? I'll have something small. Like, this morning, I had an orange.
Okay.
And I popped in one of the kids' Eggo waffles before I came in because I knew I would be here for a while.
That's a breakfast.
I guess. I mean, I'm...
Are you going to have
I'm
a
fat
second...
Now, so I require a
are
lot
Are you going to have
of,
a second love. Breakfast? That's the question.
Probably.
Or
brunch.
Are you in the party? And hit us up on the Ramoslaw.com text line 303-713-1043. Are you a faster until Thanksgiving dinner? You know, the people who just fast themselves so they can, you know,
no.
just destroy the meal.
Not at all. Nope.
No.
I will graze all day long.
Yeah.
So if they have, like, you know, the little tray of crackers and cheese, or you know the little snack tray, right? The Super Bowl tray, right? If that's out before Thanksgiving dinner, I'll crush it. I don't need, like, a giant spilling over plate of Thanksgiving food and then go back for seconds, right? I would just rather graze on everything throughout the whole day and have a little taste of everything, as opposed to just piling on and having to have so much turkey, having to have so much stuffing or green bean casserole or whatever it is. I'll just eat everything all day long and not stop.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, look at me.
I'm more in that party. I mean, to me, food is food. You know, I mean, look, everyone loves Thanksgiving food. I was not raised with good cooks in the home. Okay. My Thanksgiving meal was always bland. There was never enough seasoning in that meal. And as a result, I never fell in love with the Thanksgiving meal. I know it sounds like heresy, but I never did. I never did. We were more in the, we'll make some crab legs or something like that for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, ribs or something like that. Get them on the grill and a smoker and, you know, but never. For me, I'm just not a big old carved turkey guy.
I think a lot of people aren't. I think there's the tradition element of it, right? There's the pomp and the circumstance of presenting a giant turkey and carving it for your guests if you're hosting or whatever. But I don't think too many people are as crazy about the actual eating of the turkey, right? Like, we have one, or I should say we had
one. Yeah, you one. Almost my, had one.
My plans.
It's being held hostage.
Yeah, my plans have been derailed. But
it's inaudible here on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. For me, if I'm going to have turkey, it's got to be a smoked turkey.
Is that right?
Okay. So I could like see the that. Traditional, you know, the oven bake, like it's nobody's crazy about it.
Hey, if you're out there with the fryer this morning, for the love of God, be careful. Just be careful with that fryer.
Do not put a frozen turkey in a deep fryer.
Please don't end up on Twitter. Okay. Please don't end up on Facebook because you were the ones who lit your house on fire. Please don't do that.
Defrost first.
And look, if you haven't at this point, how do you defrost like a fully frozen 20-pound bird this late? How do you do that? You get in the bathtub?
You plan your Thanksgiving meal for Sunday.
That's right.
For the Broncos game, not for today's games.
No, if your turkey is not thawed thoroughly or just about at this point, Look, it's going to be a late dinner at your house.
No, we got about a minute here. I'll just give a quick explanation for anyone who is curious. So the plan was for my in-laws to host Thanksgiving today. And they live in Fort Collins. Sunday, I was up there. I was doing some stuff for CSU. I did their women's basketball game. So I had taken the turkey and an apple pie that we had already made up to their house. So we didn't have to bring it today. So it's already been smoked, but even after it's smoked, you still have to warm it up, right, to serve. So I took it up there so early this morning, my mother-in-law could start warming it up before everyone arrived after the show.
You're being proactive.
Yeah, I was just, you know, trying to make sure everything operated on time.
Smoothly. You were smoothing things.
We weren't going to wait till 4 or 5 o'clock to eat, that type of thing, right? Make sure everything would be ready to go when I arrived after, you know, this grueling 4-hour morning shift. I'm going to be hungry when I get there. Well, it turns out that she's not feeling well today. So the Thanksgiving dinner at her house has been canceled.
No dinner with the in-laws?
So obviously feel better. You know, that's priority number one.
Get some rest.
My turkey's in Fort Collins. What the hell am I going to do today?
You're driving to Fort Collins, my friend.
I can't. She was going to the store to get a COVID test. Like, what?
Oh,
I can't.
Yeah, you're not having turkey. I'm pretty sure King Soopers is open until, like, 5-ish today or something like that.
Well, I'm not going and getting one now and cooking it.
Well, clearly not. You're going to have to figure something else out. You're not eating turkey.
You said McDonald's was open.
That's what Hey, honey. I know your mom's sick, but I had a thought. Couple of Big Macs and some French fries.
The kids would say score. They'd love it.
Right. Matt Smith, Chad Andrus in from Schlereth and Evans on Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Back with more in a minute.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Matt Smith.
Thursday morning to you. Best Thursday of the year, I think, by most people's accounts. I guess some would argue that first day of the NCAA tournament.
That is the best Thursday of the year. That might be the best day of the entire year, Chad. That is a great day. That's like Christmas in March.
Arguable. Today's a very, very good Thursday. You know, happy Thursday. And a lot of sports action. Trust me, we'll get into the Broncos, right? Coming off the bye, huge game with the Chargers. But we got plenty of time to do that today. We got plenty of time to do everything today. So we want you to chime in on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. I want to give a shout out to the Thanksgiving song, Alice's Restaurant by Woody Guthrie. That's the last real song that gets played before the switch to that commercial Christmas noise.
Nope. I'd like to say no. We did some digging because that question came to my mind as well. You know, there's a lot of Christmas music, but really there's not a lot of Thanksgiving anthems.
No.
I went into Pandora's box and uncovered one, and we'll have to get to it later in the morning because it's pretty wonderful, Chad.
Sounds like 7 o'clock would be a good time to me.
Yeah, I think so,
get
too.
Get ready for that. Dan, Elko Dan says, good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for giving us live local sports information and entertainment today. I don't mind Christmas music, but not 24 hours a day and 30 days early.
Right, yeah, Dan. Like, you know, maybe here and there up until like second week of December. And then, you know, look, I'll understand it at that point. I'm not going to enjoy it necessarily, but I'll understand it.
I get it, man. Teach their own. I'm just saying, no, it's not for me.
By the way, the Avalanche last night were just phenomenal. Once again, blistering the Anaheim Ducks last night. The Avs are on fire. That's now 6-0 without Nathan MacKinnon. They are on the NHL's longest win streak right now. Nazem Kadri with the NHL's longest point streak, 5-2 over the Ducks last night at Ball Arena. It was, man. And I'll tell you what, Darcy Kemper ought to go buy a lottery ticket because Monday against Ottawa, he lost a skate blade mid-game, okay? Last night.
How does a goaltender lose a skate blade? How does this happen? I didn't see it.
I think he hit the post. I think he hit the post the first night with a skate blade, and you could, you know, you lose a rivet. It happens. I played, you know, hockey my whole life. That can happen. You get loose rivets on the skates. It depends. You wouldn't figure with the technology that we have today that would happen. So that was Monday against Ottawa. Loses a skate blade. Jonas Johansson has to come in and give him a break for about 5 minutes, and Bednar put Kemper right back in, although Kemper was terrible on Monday. But last night, it didn't just happen again. It happened twice. It happened three times in the last two games that he lost the blade to his skate. Three times. And last night, it cost them the first goal of the game. He moved to the right, lost the skate blade, and then was like a cat, like, you know, slipping on ice, just kind of kicking that leg out there, trying to get back, gave up a goal. Gave up the first goal of the game. And then tries to come back out at the beginning of the second period. like Sandy said last night in the post-game show, it was out of Keystone Cops. The guy leans over the boards and falls flat on his face because the skate blade fell off his skate.
This is the strangest thing I've ever heard in hockey.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. And then finally, they pulled him and put Johansson in, and he finished the game and did quite well. Gave up one garbage time goal, but it was I played hockey my entire life. I've seen someone lose a skate blade before. Like, that's not crazy to me. Having that and how about this? It wasn't the same one. It wasn't the same one. Same pair. I would imagine it was the same pair because you don't just break in new boots in a day. Like I said on Twitter last night, if you try and break in new hockey skates in the middle of an NHL game, your feet are going to come out all bloody. You're going to be walking wrong for a week. I've never seen anything like it in my life, Chad. It was unbelievable.
I'm trying to think of the equivalent in another sport.
Yeah,
to
find one because
like.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, there's players. It's not as common anymore as it was probably like 8-10 years ago where guys' helmets would come off all the time because their chin straps aren't on tight enough. But that's understandable in a collision sport when they don't properly secure their equipment. I mean, this is like if a catcher would break their cleats Right?
Right. Or how about like a NASCAR that lost, kept losing a wheel?
That's terrifying.
Right.
Or like a golfer that would just like snap the head off
the
driver.
Right. And then the wood. And then the three wood when
twice
the driver
in the
broke.
Same round.
Right.
Right?
It was unbelievable. It was crazy. It was a rough night for the equipment manager.
Is he being
I'll tell
sabotaged?
You that. It was a rough night because if I were Jared Bednar, I'd not be thrilled when I got back to the locker room after the first period. We gave up the first goal of the game. Did not play well the first 10 minutes of the game, but Anaheim's a good team this year. I mean, Anaheim's 10-7 10-7-3 this year. Anaheim is much better, younger group, but the Avs handled them. And we can talk about this for a minute. The theme of November for the Colorado Avalanche was taking care of business. They had 10 games in the month of November, 16 in the month of December, 15 in January. They have suffered injuries to Nathan MacKinnon. Gabe Landeskog got suspended. Mikko Rantanen has been hurt. Cale Makar has been hurt. Devon Toews missed the first few weeks of the season. Bo Byram is still out. JT Compher is out for a month. Val Nichushkin missed the first 2 weeks after the first game. He's back, and the Avs haven't lost since Freight Train Val has been back. He's been phenomenal. In a contract year, he and Nazem Kadri are stepping up for Brandon Saad and Jonas Donskoy. The Avs needed to replace 41 goals between Donskoy, Saad, and Belmar. And it was one of the biggest questions heading into this season was, could the depth on this team produce enough? And let me tell you, in the games without Nathan MacKinnon, I'd say it's safe to say that they've done that. Nate MacKinnon, last time he played was November 6th in the second of the home-and-home losses to Columbus. Since then, 7-1 over the Canucks, 6-2 over the Sharks, 4-2 over the Canucks, 7-3 over the Kraken, 7-5 over Ottawa, and 5-2 over Anaheim. Chad, I'm not ready to go as far as saying that Nathan MacKinnon was the one holding this team back. But it has been extremely impressive, albeit against the competition that you're supposed to handle. You know, these are the games you're expected to win. But to do it in this fashion, the way that they're scoring is really impressive. And it was maybe my biggest question heading into this season. And when you look at this Colorado Avalanche team right now, they're getting just phenomenal play from Cale Makar. How lucky are we, Denver, that we get to watch Cale Makar skate every game? This guy is phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. He had another goal last night. They were fantastic last night. I mean, really, I guess I was curious to see how they'd play against Anaheim last night, but they were really good. Now, what's interesting for the Avs is they have a huge test. And now here's Chad, where the schedule really kicks up. Friday and Saturday, they have a back-to-back at Dallas and home against Nashville. Two teams. They have four straight games against teams with a winning record. So we'll see what the Avs can do. That is Chad Andrus. I'm Matt Smith in for Schlereth and Evans this morning on Thanksgiving morning. It is 6:41 in the a.m., and we hope that you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Probably talking to the Broncos up next, Chad. Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick get paid almost $90 million. Will that have any impact on the game on Sunday? That next.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Matt Smith.
Gobble, gobble one. Gobble, gobble two.
Oh, let that breathe. Let that breathe, Ty.
That sounds like a ripoff of something. I can't put my finger on it.
Richie Carney said that to me the other day. If you know what it is, because I legitimately don't know what it is, I just think it sounds familiar because it's such a banger.
Yeah.
Because it's such a banger. Drop it again. Drop it again for us. I mean,
I get if it's not stolen from somebody, there's going to be musicians upset when they hear it going, well, why didn't I?
Gobble, gobble,
didn't I use that?
I mean, this is an anthem. This is going to be stuck in everyone's head all day. Is that right?
Yeah, I was trying to go to bed. I kept hearing this.
I know. This chorus, I mean, look. Can I have some more? With the cranberry jelly, Chad Andrus.
Hey, there's an extreme shortage of Thanksgiving anthems, as you mentioned.
And that is a great one.
Right?
Matthew Wright. Hey, that's a great one.
Maybe our next 100 years will come up with just awful Thanksgiving songs like we have for Christmas forever.
on the RamosLaw.com text line if you want to join in or let us know what you're having for Thanksgiving dinner. Tell us what's on your plate. And what are you doing today? Are you heading to the airport? Are you heading to the relatives? Are you heading out to play, what'd you call it, the turkey bowl? You know, little turkey day, two-hand
turkey
touch.
Bowl, turkey bowl in my neighborhood.
I love the turkey bowl. The
Shout
turkey
out to my
great.
Neighbor Ed for organizing every year.
That's awesome.
They have
That's
a kids
awesome.
Game first. Is then that, they have an adults game.
That's great. That's
they
the
have,
way to do it, man.
You know, some brunch and beverages out there.
That is the way to do it. That's, of course, if you have enough kids to make that a legit game. If you only have a couple of kids, you know, somebody's getting crushed coming over the middle.
A few years ago, what was it, probably two
Let's
years
not tear
ago?
Any ACLs today, Denver.
Two years ago, the schoolyard was covered in snow, so it was really fun for the kids.
That is the most fun, snow football. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun. By the way, on the RamosLaw.com text line, hit us up, 303-713-1043. Apparently, someone started a GoFundMe account to help Jared Bednar get Darcy Kuemper some skates. Oh man! If you didn't hear Darcy, if you didn't hear Darcy Kuemper has lost a skate blade in two consecutive games and lost it twice last night. Jonas Johansson had to come in and finish the game for them, Avs winners last night. But we had brought it up before the break, Chad, and the Broncos doled out some serious cash this week and opened up the checkbook, and George Payton potentially signaling signs for the future here in Denver. He paid Cortland Sutton and he paid Tim Patrick, and he paid him a lot of money. And I believe that both of those contracts were deserved. Now, was it the right move? That is a more interesting question, because this is a team that clearly doesn't have their quarterback of the future or the quarterback of the next 10 years. They might have the quarterback of the next 1 year, but they might not have the quarterback for the next 10 years right now. So why pay two high-priced receivers right now? Is that backwards, Chad? Is that not the way to build a team?
No, it's not backwards, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I saw, even on DenverFan.com, the accusation of why would you pay receivers when you don't have a quarterback? And the reason why it's not backwards is because in order to get the quarterback that you have your sights set on, you have to have pieces in place. Well, I'm not going to say pieces. You have to have players in place. I hate saying that. I'm going to stop saying that. They're not pieces. They're players. They're human beings.
So what you're saying, and I'll let you continue. So what you're saying is to make this a more desirable location for your next quarterback, assuming you're going to go get him in free agency. Is that what you're saying?
It's not going to be free agency. It's going to be a trade. The next quarterback of the Denver Broncos is going to be Russell Wilson. And if it's not Russell Wilson, it's going to be Deshaun Watson. And if it's not Deshaun Watson, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Anything short of that is full failure.
Really?
They're not going to draft one because the quarterback draft class sucks.
It sucks. Corral and Willis are both long-term projects.
I saw Cecil pumping for Matt Corral. And
he throws a nice ball.
He's probably the best of the bunch.
He is.
But look.
No thanks.
You're not going to.
Not in the first round. No thanks.
You're not going to take 6-foot-tall read option quarterbacks and hand over the franchise to them when you have other pieces in place. And George Payton, in my opinion, is proving to be a very good talent evaluator as he starts his slow turnover of the roster. I think George Payton is going to put the other pieces in place to give this team a chance to succeed. But the quarterback is the piece. If you don't have it, you don't have a shot. It's not going to be a drafted quarterback.
No. No, it won't be. Well, let me take that back. It could be in 2023 because the other option, and I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see why that happens in either of those situations. To me,
It takes too long. No. Well, no, okay, you're halfway through his six-year contract at that point.
So here's what I'm saying, is that I don't see why Seattle would move on from Russell. Because if they do, you have to fire Pete Carroll. Because Pete Carroll's the oldest coach in the NFL. That team would need a full franchise lift. That means you're starting
over.
It's
going to happen, though.
Is it going to happen?
Yes.
John Clayton seems to think it's not going to happen. I'm not convinced it's going to happen. Seattle, I mean, look, you have to build an entire scheme around Russell Wilson. And truthfully, some of that stuff you can't even scheme for because it's unscripted. You know what I mean? The play breaks down. You have to bring in a better offensive line than what's in place for a guy like Russell Wilson.
I think the offensive line becomes better when you get Russell Wilson. The same way when you got Peyton Manning.
Okay, so I get it.
Because he can get you out of trouble and get you into the right protections.
My only point is that I think there's that school of thought that you go get a Rodgers or a Wilson or a Deshaun Watson, which I think that one is interesting because, look, who knows how long it's going to take all that litigation to play out. But that one would seem to me like the one that would make the most sense.
It's the most likely of the three.
Right. And so your other option, and this is, I think, the odds-on favorite of happening, is you reload with a Teddy Bridgewater and you punt till 2023 and you keep trying to build the other parts of this team that need to be built. Inside linebacker, corner, edge. I mean, you just moved your franchise player.
That's just stalling for another... You know, but the eight and nine and eight season with a new coach until you get an owner in place who's going to take control. That's all it is. It's just punting it down the road.
Right.
Kick the can.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's the odds on favorite.
No chance. Unacceptable.
And I believe that Denver feels the way that you feel, as I think that they should feel. But the truth is they don't have a lot of options. They're pretty handcuffed unless they go and make that move. So in 2023, when there's a better draft class and your free agent class is way better than it is next year. I mean, there's nobody up next year. You want Ryan Fitzpatrick coming off an ACL tear? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, you want Colt McCoy? That was a name that I thought was interesting. Look, if you're going to go that route, who would you rather have right now, Colt McCoy or Teddy Bridgewater?
I'll answer, and we'll expand on this at the top of the hour. Let's get some more gobble gobble turkey coming your way. And we will continue in the 7 o'clock hour. Feel free to chime in if you're getting up and getting that bird cooking on the RamosLaw.com. Text line 303-713-1043. Chad Andrus, Matt Smith in for Mark, Mike, and, of course, Millennial Ben as well today on The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.